This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. European Union governments have agreed to ration natural gas this winter to protect against any further supply cuts by Russia as Moscow pursues its invasion of Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
EU energy ministers have been deliberating over a draft European law that would require member states to cut demand for natural gas by 15% from August through to March. This would entail voluntary steps to reduce gas consumption and, if they yield insufficient savings, a trigger to impose mandatory moves. The Czech industry minister says winter is coming and we don't know how cold it will be. But what we do know for sure is that Vladimir Putin will continue to play his dirty games in misusing and blackmailing by gas supplies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Joint Coordination Center, established as part of a landmark deal to resume grain exports from Ukraine, has started to work in Istanbul. Russian news agencies reported Tuesday, citing the defense ministry. The Russian delegation to the JCC will arrive in Turkey Tuesday and begin work in a four-way format alongside Turkey, Ukraine, and the United Nations, the agencies added. Russia's defense ministry plans to hold strategic military exercises in the east of the country from August 30th to September 5th, news agencies reported Tuesday. Interfax reported that the militaries of unspecified other countries will take part in the regular Vostok exercises, citing the defense ministry. Russia's top diplomat said Moscow's overarching goal in Ukraine is to free its people from its, quote, unacceptable regime, end quote, expressing the Kremlin's war aims in some of the bluntest terms yet as its forces pummel the country. This is VOA News. Cameras click as American basketball star Brittany Griner returned to a Russian courtroom Tuesday for her drawn-out trial on drug charges. It could bring her 10 years in prison if convicted. The deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Moscow told reporters consular workers were able to speak with Ms. Griner, who said she's doing as well as can be expected under the circumstances. A gunman in Canada went on a rampage Tuesday overnight, killing two and injuring two more before police shot and killed him. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
The Vancouver suburb of Langley is where officials say the shootings took place. The first, a woman at a casino at midnight who was wounded. 3 hours later, a man was shot to death at a homeless residence. Then at 5 a.m., a second man was shot to death at a bus stop. Less than an hour later, another man was wounded. They identified the suspect as 28-year-old Jordan Daniel Gogan, who was shot and killed by police. Authorities say it's unknown if the shooter knew the victims and are investigating a motive. I'm Julie Walker.
At least five people were killed and about 50 wounded during a second day of violent anti-United Nations protests in Democratic Republic of Congo's eastern city of Goma Tuesday, a government spokesperson said. A Reuters reporter saw UN peacekeepers shoot dead two demonstrators as protesters threw rocks, vandalized, and set fire to UN buildings. Some stormed the houses of UN workers who were evacuated from the city in a convoy of vehicles escorted by the army, another reporter said. French President Emmanuel Macron started a three-leg Africa tour in Cameroon Tuesday, a trip meant to strengthen political ties with the continent and help boost agricultural production amid growing food insecurity linked to the war in Ukraine. The mineral-rich Central African nation is a major food producer for the region, and Macron's delegation will seek investment opportunities in the agricultural sector. Many African nations are facing food and energy security issues due to their dependence on Russian grain and energy, but they also buy Ukrainian grain that has been disrupted by the conflict. The Biden administration wants the U.S. government to plant more than a billion trees across millions of acres of burned and dead woodlands as officials struggle to counter climate change's increasing toll on the nation's forests. As the globe heats up, some wildfires are so severe that forests can't quickly regrow on their own. And recapping our top story, European Union governments have agreed to ration natural gas this winter to protect against any further supply cuts by Russia as Moscow pursues its invasion of Ukraine. From Washington, via remote,